Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim Klal Samech Bav Simin Yud Beis. The Chayadim spoke about the Zman where a child can make a neder and it'll be binding deraisa, which is he's reached the ona of the time of Nidorim, Mufla Samech Leish. It says if a child makes a neder before that, even if a child knows what they're doing, it is not binding. Avokadim Lishnas Yud Beis, the Zohar, before the age of 12 for a boy and 11 for a girl, even if they understand what they're doing, it's not effective. So now what happens? We've seen from multiple places that Chazal discouraged very much the idea of making Nedarim and Shavuos. So here the child has done such a thing, so we need to train the child not to do that. So we talk strongly to the child, and if necessary, we will hit the child in order to prevent the child from making the Dorim and Shavuos. V'im nadru davar kal she'en ba'inu nefesh, and if what they undertook to do was something which is not going to be detrimental for their health, and it's something which they can fulfill. We teach them to keep their neder and their shvua, even though it has no status of being binding, but we expect the child to keep what they've said in order that they understand, start to learn to understand the power of what making a neder means and the binding effect that it has. The halacha that these halachas which we have in regards to the power of Kabbalah of neder or shvua applies to Kabbalah's tainus as well. So a girl from the age of 11 years old and a boy from the age of 12 years old, if they make a Kabbalah's tainus and they understand what they've done, it is binding. Before that age, it is not binding, and again, we would be guiding them not to do such a thing. It's not a dabur kal, and therefore we do not encourage them to do such to actually fulfill the tainus. Now, so a girl who makes some type of a kabbalah, the father has a power of a hafora. So under the age of 11 years old, the neder wasn't the neder to start with, so there's no hafora, you don't have to be made for the neder, which would be to nullify the neder, because there was no neder to start with. But from the age of 11 years old for a girl until the age of 12 years and 6 months, the father has a power of hafora, which means when he hears the neder, he can say the neder is mufer, the neder becomes nullified. So that continues from the time of her nedarim start to be effective at the age of 11 years old until the age of 12 and a half, 12 years and 6 months. And this only works from a father to a daughter. It does not work from a father to a son. So he talks about the pratim of Hilchos Hafaras Nedarim. So Hafaras Nedarim is relevant. The father has the power to be made for Nidre Inu Nefesh, any type of limitation that the girl would take upon herself. That's called Nidre Inu Nefesh. She's limiting herself of having something, benefiting from something. So that's called Inu Nefesh. So the father has the power of Hafora regards to that. And there are some Rishonim which hold the father has a power of Hafora on all the Dorim that a girl makes. A husband's power of Hafora is limited to Inu Nefesh and Devorim Shebeino Lebeinot, Nedarim which are relevant between the husband and wife. The husband's power of Hafora on his wife's Nedarim does not extend beyond that. Once the woman is a Nesua, the husband has the power of Hafora. That applies to Inu Nefesh and Devorim Shebeino Lebeinot, issues between the husband and wife. But the father's power of Hafora, according to many Rishonim, extends to all Nedarim that the daughter will make. And he will talk about that more in Chochmas Adam, Klal Kuf Gimel. We're not going to go on to the next simon, so therefore we'll hold it here and have a good day.